Hello, and welcome to this week's episode of The Liminal Lands, which I am calling Figure 4. Quickly, before today's episode begins, I need to shout out my friend and newest patron, Pele, who is a descendant of Abraxas. Thanks, Pele. And now, enjoy the show. Okay, hypothetical future listeners. I know there are squirrels out here. I mean, obviously. I'm holding half of one right now that Rich has generously provided me. But now follow my logic here. Half a squirrel is not a lot of calories. Better than nothing, yes, but where there are prey animals, there's also usually some predators, or hopefully at the least, scavengers. Specifically, I have two different animals in mind. Raccoons and possums. Either one of those would be a major get. Or, hell, even a rat. Heck, a rat would at least be about the same amount of meat as a squirrel, so even if I just got a rat, that would at least double my food. That's my logic, anyways. So, how do I turn my half a squirrel into a rat or a coon or a possum? I use it as bait. I have two options for traps. Okay, there are hundreds of different traps, but I don't know how to make but two different kinds. And my knowledge of those two different traps are spotty at best. Honestly, I'm just working on old memories of episodes of Survivor Man shows and survival books I've read. A tension snare or a deadfall trap? A tension snare is one that uses a bent over sapling and a noose thing where the animal goes through it trips and the sapling pulls the noose tight. Which sounds cool, I guess. But I really don't think it's going to work for me right now. For what I'm wanting to do, at least. The main problem being, I don't know how you're supposed to bait one of those traps. Or maybe those types of traps you're just supposed to put where animals usually run. So that leaves me with a deadfall trap. Which is exactly what it says on the tin. You take a big-ass rock and prop it up on some sticks. You use the sticks as a trigger mechanism. And you put your bait on the trigger. Little Mr. Possum or whoever comes along touches the trigger, and it all comes crashing down, theoretically crushing Mr. Possum when it happens. I'm sure there are a bunch of different ways of making a deadfall trap, but the only one I have any chance of remembering well enough to actually get to work is the Figure 4 deadfall trap. You take three sticks and you carve some notches in them so they fit together and look like a number 4. The closed version of the number 4. This is probably going to take some trial and error. But as of right now, that's the plan. And the sun's starting to go down. I've probably only got 3 or 4 hours before it starts getting dark on me, so I'm going to have to hurry. I have to find me a likely-looking rock, and then figure out how to do the Figure 4. I'd like to make two traps, but I don't think I have enough time. I still have to get a fire started, too, so I'm going to have to book it. I'm not going to make you guys listen to me walking around looking for a big rock. I'll catch up with you here in a bit. Okay, HFLs, I'm back. And I've found a rock. Yay. And I've kind of figured out the correct way to carve these sticks. It's just really finicky. The first time I tried this, it crushed my friggin' hand. That hurt like hell. But at least that verified it should work. It damn near broke my hand. So it should be good enough to work on a possum or a coon. I'm quite a ways away from camp right now. Further than I would like to be. But I can't really haul this big-ass rock wherever I want. Alright, that's getting close. Just a bit more here. And then that should fit there. Hopefully this one will hold. Oh, hell yeah. Guys, it's finally staying standing. Now to just carefully add bait. Damn it! So close. Oh, screw you, Lestrade, for making it look so easy. Okay, guys, I've almost got this. I'll see you back at camp. You guys don't need to listen to me on the struggle bus anymore. Okay, so, back at Shay Soko. I finally got my deadfall set and baited. It only took me like 20 more attempts. And I had to get new sticks because I screwed the first set up. And I shouted and cursed at it, kicked it and hurt my foot. All of those are very, very important steps to making a deadfall trap if you don't know. But finally I got it set up. Nothing to do now but wait. I'll leave it out overnight, check it in the morning. With a bit of luck, I'll be able to have a nice big breakfast. But that will require a fire. On my way back from my deadfall trap, I had a bit of luck, though, of the good kind for once. I came across an old pine tree that had fallen a long time ago. Most of it had already decomposed. But an old fallen pine tree doesn't all decompose. When the tree dies, the sap will sort of settle down. An old pine knot is something I've always called rich pine. Pine sap, if you don't know, is some of the most flammable shit ever. I think I've also heard it called fatwood. And hell, you can tell just by looking at it how good it is, or smell, or hell, touch it. If it feels sticky and tacky, it's really good. And that bodes really well for me being able to start a fire. I don't have a hatchet, but I do have my big knife. I'm going to shave some really, really small pieces of pine, and then try and break off some hunks of this pine, and then get bigger. You get the point. I did lose all my bullets. The gunpowder wasn't good enough to actually fire the bullets, but it was doing wonders for getting my fires going. My hope right now is this pine will be a stand-in for that. I also picked up some old dead grass. The grass and the smallest shavings of the pine is my tinder. Oh, also some pocket lint. Believe it or not, lint is some of the best tinder. Dryer lint will flame up like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, hey, hypothetical future listeners, speaking of that. If you haven't cleaned your lint trap recently, go do that now. Jesus, I'm rambling again. I always do when I'm nervous. Where was I? Yeah, if I can actually get the tinder to flame up, I'm positive the pine will take off, then boom, a fire. And I don't want to overplay the seriousness, but a fire this evening could possibly be the difference between life and death. I don't know that, but it's possible. The temperature is dropping and fast. Without my sleeping bag, this fire might be required for survival. And yeah, I'm nervous about it. The only ignition source I have is an empty lighter. And when your lighter is empty, it's basically just a flint and steel at that point. Just a little bitty one, not even able to throw out very big sparks. Only small ones. This is going to be the hardest fire I've ever had to start. And I'm not ashamed to admit I've struggled starting fires even under ideal conditions at deer camp. So yeah, I'm nervous. I'm really nervous. It would totally be on point for me to escape, well, everything I have, only to die to hypothermia. I've taken off the little protective metal shell of the lighter so that I can put the flint and steel directly onto the tinder. And I don't have any backup if this doesn't work. I know any good survivalist could start a fire by rubbing two sticks together. That ain't me. I know the idea, and I could make a fire bow, but yeah, I think the chances of me being successful with that are next to nothing. I'm not a survivalist. I'm a weekend warrior of the woods. I haven't even slept in a tent in years. I borrow my mom's camper when I'm going to stay out in the woods. Shit, until recently, I considered forgetting to put my favorite pillow in the camper, roughing it. If I struggled to get a fire started at camp, I'd just pour some damn camp gas on it. Oh, why me? I'm not equipped for this. This should have happened to a grizzled outdoorsman with years of experience in bushcraft and the attitude of a Wolverine. I'm a soft family man with a beer belly. Damn it. Now I'm actually whining. You know what? In for a penny. Let me just get all of my whining out of the way.
I hate this. I miss my family. I smell like a Magic the Gathering tournament and Comic-Con had a baby. I'm chafing. I've got a splinter. I'm gassy, which is not helping the smell issue. My clothes are gross. My back hurts. I'm tired and hungry. Fuck this place. Everything sucks. I hate everything about it. I'm constantly scared. I'm scared so much I don't even know what I'm actually scared of at any one point in time. It's just too much. And my beard itches. Yeah, I think that just about covers it. Sorry. Screw it. I'm still just stalling. Let's do this. There's a tender. Now for ignition. Come on. You can do it. Oh, it's embering. Come on, baby. Come on. Come on. Oh, shit, a flame. Oh, I need my kindling. That goes. Hello, and welcome back, HFLs. Y'all hear that? Yeah. Prometheus' sacrifice was not in vain. We have fire. It was a close call, but we got it. I've got about 30 more minutes of sunlight, and I need to use it. The rule for firewood is, gather as much as you think you'll need for the night, then gather 5 times as much. Right now, I've got maybe twice as much as I think I need. But if I'm wrong, gathering wood in the middle of the night is not something I want to do. That's dangerous as hell. I survived breaking my leg once, but that was in a town. If I step in a stump hole in the middle of the night, that's probably the end of your old pal Soko. So that's what I'm going to do now. Gather as much firewood as possible between now and when it gets too dark. The work never ends, HFLs. Guys, I am exhausted. Like, way more exhausted than I should be. I'm blaming that on lack of food. At this point, I've used pretty much all of my fat reserves I've stored up over countless years, beers and Big Macs. Soon, if it hasn't started already, my body is going to start eating itself. Muscles, organs, whatever. I need that deadfall trap to work. I don't think it's quite life or death yet, but it isn't far off. But that's tomorrow's problem. Right now, there's no point in worrying. I can't do anything. All I can do is sit here and enjoy the fire. I've got so much firewood. It should last me the night. I'm actually going to try and enjoy it. You know, there really isn't many things better than a warm fire on a cold night. Somehow central heating just isn't the same. You know, I've heard that there's like a placebo effect for enjoying things. Like if it's complicated or you gotta jump through hoops or whatever, you enjoy it more. Your mind decides that it must be better because of everything you went through, so you enjoy it more. Like you can make the exact same steak taste better in your mind if you have some sort of ritual to the whole thing. Your mind builds up its importance and makes it taste better to you. Maybe building a fire works the same way with heat. And now I'm some kind of backwoods philosopher. But whatever the reason, a fire just does so much for my peace of mind. The stars are out right now. I wish I recognized more than the Big and Little Dipper. I just never learned the constellations. I feel like looking at the same stars, if they actually are the same stars as back home, would be comforting. But they are still nice, even if I don't know their names. Almost like... what? Holy shit, y'all. I see a fire off in the distance. It's quite a ways back from the direction I came from, kinda. Off on a hill in the distance. Someone else is out here tonight. They're almost directly opposite of where the canyon is over that. Holy crap. There's a fire over there too. What the hell? I don't see anybody for weeks and all of a sudden it's a friggin' convention?
I'm going away, but I won't come back on a lonesome railroad line. But I can't forget that sweet little girl who sleeps in the pines, in the pines.
Thanks for listening, guys. If you enjoy the content I create, please consider leaving a like or a review wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. You could also visit theliminallands.com, where I have a shop where you can get a pretty cool glow-in-the-dark t-shirt if you wanted to support me that way. And, of course, like everyone else, I also have a Patreon. And for as low as $3 a month, you can go check that out and see all of the bonus content that I offer for that. This week, I've listened to and enjoyed a show called Odd Historium. I'll leave a link for that in the show notes, as always. And until next time, beware of doorways.